You are doing a great job with breastfeeding, but let's work on making it less painful for you and helping Sarah latch on better. Does that sound okay?
Yes, thank you.
Great. Let's talk about breastfeeding positions and attachment. I'm going to send you some images to your phone.
Yes, I've just received them.
Perfect. I'd like you to take a look at the first photo. This shows an example of what we call the cradle position. Can you see how the mother in the image has put a pillow beneath the baby?
Yes, I can see.
Doing that would help you properly position Sarah to set her up for a strong latch. In this position, you are able to move Sarah so that your bodies are fully touching and there is no space between the two of you. This is also important for a strong latch.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. When I breastfeed, there's normally space in between us. So it's useful to know that I need to keep Sarah's body close to mine.
And in the last photo, you see how the baby's mouth is really wide open?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. If Sarah looks like that and you lead her into your breast, chin first, she should latch on well.
Okay.
Does all that make sense? Do you have any questions or anything you'd like me to explain again?
No, I think I understand. I just need to try it out.
I'm really glad to hear you sound so positive about it. Remember, you've got this image to refer back to whenever you like. And I will be following up with you soon during our next session. As we discussed earlier, Sarah is getting enough breast milk. So this is just about making you more comfortable. It may take some practice to improve positioning, but you and Sarah can learn together. Remember, if you are experiencing pain after she has latched, gently unlatch her using the technique we discussed and try again. With a good position, your nipple pain will get better really soon.